The 8th century BC was a time of unprecedented prophetic activity in the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. For centuries, inspired men had been sent by God to announce his word to the people and to call the nation from sin and idolatry back to the Lord. But in the 8th century BC, the prophetic messages became more frequent and intense. The prophets thundered warnings of impending doom in the years preceding the fall of the kingdom of Israel in 722 BC and the fall of Judah and Jerusalem in 586 BC. In the northern kingdom, the prophets Jonah, Amos, and Hosea announced the word of the Lord during the long reign of Jeroboam II, while Micah and Isaiah ministered in Judah during the latter part of his reign. Isaiah had a long and powerful ministry, which lasted from the year King Uzziah of Judah died, down through the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, to the beginning of the reign of Manasseh. He was born during King Uzziah's reign, and was the son of Amoz. He was married and had 2 sons. Traditionally, he was said to be of royal extraction, and died a martyr's death. Isaiah, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, is the great messianic prophet of the Old Testament. For depth and breadth of prophetic vision and beauty of style and imagery, he is without equal. His message extends beyond the limits of the history and spiritual salvation of Israel and the nations into messianic times, the second coming of Christ, and the kingdom of God on earth. Every aspect of the person and work of Christ is set forth in this great prophecy. From our Lord's deity, eternity, and pre-existence, with his work in creation and his divine power, to his incarnation, his ministry as the servant of the Lord, his sufferings and death as the Messiah bearing the sins of his people, and then his exaltation and glory as ruling king and judge of all the earth. Isaiah was Judean and prophesied in Judah at one of the most critical periods of its history. He received his call from God the year that King Uzziah died. In his prophecy, Isaiah describes the wonderful vision of the Lord he was given at the time of his calling. "I saw the Lord," he said, "sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. They were calling to one another, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.' At the sound of their voices the doorposts were shaken, and the temple was filled with smoke." This vision of the majesty and holiness of the Lord overwhelmed the prophet. He became deeply aware of his sinfulness, and cried out, "Woe to me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to him with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched the prophet's mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged." Then Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" The prophet answered, "Here am I, send me." And the Lord said, "Go." So Isaiah was commissioned to announce the word of the Lord to the nation, but he was also warned that they would not receive his message. They would hear, but never understand. They would see, but never perceive, because of the hardness of their hearts. "Since they refused to listen," said God, "they would become increasingly deaf and slow to understand." The prophet asked, "For how long, O Lord?" And God answered, "Until the cities lie ruined and the houses are left deserted, and the Lord has sent them all far away, and the land is utterly forsaken." This prophecy was accomplished at the fall of Judah and Jerusalem, when the people were taken captive to Babylon. But the Lord also spoke of a remnant that would remain, a holy posterity that would survive. All through his long ministry, Isaiah received the Lord's words. His book speaks of these revelations, of judgment coming upon the people of Israel and the nations, as well as future glory. He preached the justice of God and the consequences of sin and disobedience, but also the Lord's boundless love and mercy. Next episode, a few of Isaiah's prophecies.